Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast. We like spooky things, but most of all, self-care for yourself. It's what we do. It's what we do here.
It's mostly what we do.
Mostly. So what did you do for self-care?
So this week for self-care, I sat in the sun. And
boom, done. That's it. That's all you need.
Some vitamin D is what I needed.
Yeah.
And just like enjoyed the nice weather, like tried to get a base tan.
I need to do that. Like
I need yesterday. A base tan. I'm like so pale.
Is my face sunburned? I was sitting in the sun for like a second.
No.
I was worried. You were gonna be like You're red here, but not so much anywhere else.
I'm the queen of awkward burns, and I would know if you had an awkward burn.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That means a lot coming from the queen of awkward burns.
You're so welcome. So just kind of, like, being in the sun and, like, I turn on some, like, I don't know. Have you used Spotify's? Do you use Spotify?
I don't.
Wow.
I know.
Okay,
have my ways.
They have a thing where it's like they'll kind of like compile.
I use it for Halloween playlists. Yeah, I hate myself
and
too.
And that's all?
That's it.
What the fuck?
Okay, it's great for Halloween playlists.
It's great for a lot of things. But
mostly Halloween playlists.
I'm super into their day list. So it's like a playlist curated to you based on the time of day. So like for me,
relaxing music in the morning, probably energetic music in the afternoon.
For me, I love some Motown in the morning, and then it's like in the afternoon it's like an alt rock situation, and then sometimes it'll also be like a, and like they have like fun names too. It's like Cottagecore morning or
Motown
whatever
in the morning.
Yeah, and then like at night it'll be like binaural beats to like relax you on a Thursday evening. So like I'll just be like, what is my day list for this morning?
Okay.
And like listen
I
to
like
it
that.
And you know what I've been like super into?
What?
So you know how Bridgerton has like classical remixes of like pop songs?
I have never watched Bridgerton. Is your name Jamie? Yeah, Jamie, I'm calling
I'm
you out.
Sorry, you've never watched Bridgerton?
No, and you guys are bullying me and now I'm mad as hell.
Okay, you need to watch Bridgerton.
Would
because
I enjoy
literally
it?
Okay,
Would
I'm
Kim
not a person
Engler enjoy it.
I'm not a person who likes period pieces.
I don't like period pieces. Get them away from
like,
my face.
Why are they there? What are they doing? Get it out of my face.
Thank you. That's me.
That's how I am about period pieces. But Bridgerton? Amazing. And side note, I just watched Queen Charlotte, which is like a off spin.
Sounds like another period piece, Danae.
It is, but it's good.
But you also like show with what's his face, Nicholas Halt and like
The Great, which is also
another
fucking
period piece.
Amazing. Have you not watched it?
No.
Do not trust my opinion.
Listen,
I'm gonna need you homework.
Let's back
for
up for a second because I watch What We Do in the Shadows, and that's my relax show. That
Thank
and Brooklyn
you,
Nine-Nine.
Who I told you to like?
Yes,
that was a show that
not
I,
period
I,
pieces.
It's not a period piece, but it's fucking hilarious. I need you to watch The Great. Because that's funny.
Okay, you and Jamie are being really bullying
about it. And I need you to
it.
Watch Bridgerton because it's...
I feel like I'm being attacked.
It's great.
Am I being
and
attacked?
The guy in the first season is so fucking hot.
Yeah, well, he quit, didn't he?
Well, but second season was still pretty good. And then watch the Queen Charlotte, like, offshoot, because that was also very good.
I mean, Nicholas is very attractive.
Nicholas, what's his name?
Hot or Hoot or something. Halt? I'm sure somebody's screaming at, like...
He is hilarious, and Ellie Fanning is top-notch.
Okay, on the subject of Ellie Fanning, did you watch where she was Michelle Carter?
Okay, that sucked. Sorry. That was.
Did you watch that show?
It was horrible.
Was it cringy? I'm sorry. Because it was cringy.
I was expecting so much more.
She did
from
a good
her.
Job, but I think she did a good job. Because, like, that girl was
Kim,
very cringy.
If you thought that she did a good job in that, I need you to watch The Great.
But she was so cringy in that show.
That's I why cry. It was I laugh. Like, I literally bawl my eyes out. And I laugh my
is
ass
it like
off.
This is us? Because.
Ew, no.
I've
never seen that.
I was like, do you like, I was like, first
I've,
off.
No, I've never seen that.
It was actually really good.
Okay. Well, I'll watch This Is Us, but you need to watch The Great Bridgerton. And
I swear to
Queen
God,
Charlotte.
If I say, have you watched This Is Us, and like 6 months later, you're like, I forgot. I will fight you if I have to watch a period okay. piece.
But like, if we were to fight, I would probably win.
I don't know. I go kidding. Dirty.
I'm just kidding.
I feel like I'd use my bows.
Okay, so
let's
that
never
was a
fight.
That was a whole sidetrack to say that, like, I love a strings version of, like, Taylor Swift's, like, what's the one? Red Jessie. Say you remember me.
No. Wildest Dreams?
Yes.
Wildest
so
dreams
you need to listen to some strings version of pop songs, because that's also relaxing and amazing.
Okay.
Anyways, what did you do?
I feel like my self-care is caring for the dogs. And we finally got the dogs up to date with their shots. And I know that's such a small thing, but, like, it felt really good.
But it's nice to, like, adult yeah. and, like, do things. We got our taxes done, and I was like, thank God.
Yeah.
Finally.
Well, Rue is really scared of getting shots.
Aww.
It's really cute, though. We tell him he's being so brave, and then he becomes brave.
He's so brave.
He's not afraid. But, well, they were like, because they asked us, because we did it today. It was their final shot. And they were like, is any one of these dogs food motivated? And we just pointed at Aspen.
What dog isn't food motivated?
Ruger. He didn't want, he wanted none
he
of.
He was not food
He didn't
motivated?
Want it near him. He was like, no. Because he was really scared.
Because he knew.
So Keith kind of had to put him in a headlock a little bit. Not like in a mean way. Not in a mean
way. A gentle headlock.
But he was like telling him, and he was like, we love you. You're so handsome. You're such a good boy. You're very brave. And then the guy did the shot, and Ruger didn't even know it happened.
Okay, yeah.
And then He's Aspen fine. Didn't even give a shit. So, aww. I mean, but they're done with their shots. I feel good. Like,
it's good to check that off your list.
Yeah. Because, honestly, yeah. Yeah. So, that's my self-care, is caring physically for the dogs. So
nice.
Yeah.
Your squirrel killer dogs.
Listen. Okay.
Aspen's a murderer. A baby murderer.
Aspen is a good girl who is very misguided. Okay. Yeah, I'm putting down my drink for this.
She murdered baby squirrels.
Because they weren't moving. I'm not saying they're at fault. They're not. I
they
cried about
moving?
It. They mean? No, they weren't running away from her.
Well, they're babies.
I know, but like,
dead.
They should run away.
Murdered.
I'm not saying it's right.
Well,
I cried.
You know, they learned
Danae, I cried.
Darwinism.
But I did go down to Aspen's level, and I said, hey, we need to talk about this squirrel thing.
Hey, maybe don't kill baby squirrels.
Yeah, I said, they're we're not babies. Doing this anymore. And I said, is it because I like the killers? And she didn't say
oh my
anything.
God, shut up.
I was like, because I like their music, Aspen. It's not that their name. And then she didn't say anything because she's a dog. And then I said, is it because I like serial killer documentaries?
Oh my God, I cannot with you.
Keith thought it was really funny.
That's.
And then Aspen stared at me. I was like, because Aspen, I'm fascinated. I don't like what they do, though. And then she walked away.
So
what
she,
I, it was really, it was actually
got,
really funny.
She got the point. She got
yeah.
it.
No, you probably would have laughed if you were there. I was like,
oh my
is
God.
It, is it because I like the killers? I like their music, but I don't like that they're, like, it's not the name.
Oh my God.
She hasn't killed a squirrel since.
It's been 3 days. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know how
long
it's
been. It was
on the
day of the eclipse, so actually
okay,
it's
so
been
like,
5 days.
Okay, five.
No, I cried, though, because it was, like, actually really
no,
upsetting
I would
to
cry,
me.
Too.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
For the record, everyone, I was very upset yeah. at her and cried. But what are you going to tell me about this week? Probably something awful. Probably worse than squirrel deaths.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But there's like a silver lining because I have a survivor story for you.
I love survivor stories.
Love a survivor story. Love a badass woman.
I love that even more. Like, that's badass women are like.
Yes. The why I live.
Yes.
So this is the story of Elizabeth Schoaf. She survived being in a bunker with a creep ass kidnapper.
Honestly, the name does sound familiar, but there's, you know, also Elizabeth Schoaf.
But there's so many, like, literally, like, there's so many stories on Lifetime where it's like the woman who survived her abductor, which is, like, great. Like, love that. Or, like, the woman who was kept in a cabinet. Like, there's so many, like, it's kind of, like, fucked up, like, how many women have survived. Not fucked up, but, like, how many times this has happened.
No, I get what you're saying. The fact that people are being abducted. The fact that this has happened and it's all based on true stories. Yeah. Fuck that shit.
And they're being held hostage. Yeah.
I think it's great, though, when they tell those stories. Like, and this is going to sound weird because you watch those and you're like, what would I do?
Yes.
Because none of those people thought they were going to be in that situation. Well,
and literally the detective in the story was like, there's not a handbook for this. You know, there's not a handbook for surviving this. And he's like, but because of her, like,
Lisa McVeigh,
you can learn something.
Lisa McVeigh, that story is like, I wouldn't have thought, like, because if you guys remember, that was not very long ago. That was a few episodes ago. But Lisa McVeigh, like, touched the bottom of the toilet seat and put her fingerprints.
Mm-hmm.
So smart. I'm just saying, like, these stories are good because you learn about, like, nobody thinks they're going to be in that situation.
But
so
if in the worst, in case, the worst scenario case scenario ever that you were, you would kind of, like, yeah, know what to do based off of people who have already survived shitty situations.
It sucks that we have to feel that way, but it is what it is. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, tell me the story.
So, I have a couple sources. I was watching this show. It was, like, hashtag text me when you get home, and it's a whole series.
Where was that?
It was on Hulu.
Okay, I saw that, and I was like, I should watch that. Yeah.
So, that it's episode, or excuse me, season one. Episode 7 is the one that I watched.
So these are separate stories of people, like, literally text me when you get home or whatever.
Yeah, the whole series is like every episode is a different woman.
What do I say when you leave my house?
Text me when you get home.
Every single time. Every single time. Friend will tell you that. Like, yeah, oh, 100%. Kim, that's what Kim says.
Yeah. So, okay, so we're going to go back to 2006.
Okay.
We're in Lugoff, South Carolina.
Okay.
This is, like, a small rural community.
I was going to ask if it was city or rural.
But. Yeah, very rural. It's, like, woodsy. There are 8,243 people in this population.
Very
so
small.
It's very, very, very small.
Yeah.
It's kind of like everyone knew everyone. Everyone feels safe.
Everyone knows
because
everyone's
business.
Because
we all know our neighbors, you know?
Yeah, sure.
That kind of vibe. Picture perfect community.
Yeah.
14-year-old Elizabeth Schoaf. She is a typical teenager. She loves music. She's got a boyfriend. She's, like, excited that she's, like, starting high school. Aww. She's very family-oriented. She's very loving, loyal. Like, people have great things to say about her.
Okay, so only good things. She's not one of those typical teens where you're like, yikes.
No, she's, like, getting good grades. She's doing good things.
Love
she's,
it.
Like, excited to, like, live her life. She's got dark hair, brown eyes, like, these beautiful long eyelashes. Like, she's just...
So she was, like, our age-ish.
Kind of, yeah. 2 years younger.
Yeah.
So Elizabeth and her family, they lived in, like, a very woodsy part of the town where they had, like, a long driveway. So it's, like, a dirt driveway, but it's, like, super long and it's surrounded by trees and stuff.
We've all seen that kind of stuff. Yeah.
And so on September 6th, it's, like, a nice warm day. She gets off the bus, her bus, like, from school. And she has a bit of a walk to go back home. Mm-hmm. And she usually, like, walks it with a few friends that are with her. They'll, like, you know, stop at the driveway, like, oh, bye, like, see you tomorrow kind of thing.
We all did that.
You have your group of friends that you walk home with.
Well, we had the bus friends where you, like,
right.
You weren't the closest of friends, but you kind of stuck together.
Did you ride the bus to school? Well, I could have, but, like, we were bougie, and me and Denny's, like, Denny's mom drove us, because we were like, ew, bus, and it's cold. But
I had to take the bus.
But we took it home. We didn't take it in the morning, but we took it home.
Okay, yeah.
So we still knew all those people.
Yeah.
So anyways, it's, like, a nice warm day. They're walking home. But this day's a little bit different because one of her friends, their brother, like, stopped. He was, like, older than them. He was driving a car, and he was like, hey, you guys want to ride home? Like, the rest of the way. And she was like, oh, I'm, like, I'm so close. Like, I don't need a ride.
It wouldn't make sense.
It wouldn't make sense for you to drive me, like, 5 feet. So she's like, no, I'm okay. And the other friends get into the car.
Because they know this kid.
Well, yeah, he's the brother of one of them.
Which...
And they go off and are driven home the rest of the way.
Sure.
She is then on her own to walk this short, short distance to her driveway.
I don't love this.
And as she's alone, she basically just never shows up.
And so, she's, like, right there.
Like, literally, like, her driveway is so close that she declines the ride. No one hears from her the rest of the afternoon. So her aunt Lisa, mm-hmm. was supposed to come over that afternoon to give her a haircut. So she calls.
Was she a latchkey kid? Like, she...
Yeah. Get, so okay. Her parents were, like, working kind of thing.
So there was no one there that's like, oh, she hasn't come home yet. Okay.
Exactly. Except for, like, she has an older sister and a younger brother. So, and I think the younger brother, like, he wasn't in high school, so he got there before her, mm-hmm. kind of thing. Like, they're on different schedules, and her older sister was off at college. So
it wasn't, like a sister she lived with.
Yeah.
Kind of like my situation.
So, she's supposed to have her Aunt Lisa come over for a haircut later the afternoon. Aunt Lisa calls the chauffe home, and she's like, hey, is Elizabeth home yet? Like, I'm gonna start heading over so we can do the haircut. Her brother, Danny, answers the phone, and he's like, oh, no, she's not here. It's like...
How old is he? Is he, like, 12?
I don't know how old he is, but he's younger. He's not in high school. And so he's like, no, she's not here yet. And Aunt Lisa's like, well, it's, like, 4 o'clock. She
needs to be home.
Usually she's home by, like, 3:30-ish. Like, where is she? Like, it's not that long of a walk.
Yeah.
So a little bit of a red flag. Nothing too crazy. But they're like,
maybe she got caught up talking to a friend.
Exactly. Like, maybe you're standing at the end of your driveway talking with your friend. You know how it goes when you're in high school.
Yeah.
Whatever. So she's, like, not super worried, but she's kind of like, that's kind of weird. Like, she knew we had, like, this appointment where I'm going to come cut her hair. So basically, he's like, she's not here. 4:30 rolls around. Aunt Lisa calls again, and she's like, is she home yet? And Danny's like, no, she's still not home. So then Aunt Lisa, she starts to get a little bit of like, okay, I'm a little bit worried.
Nothing,
like,
that's not right.
Like, not she's right. Usually very punctual. She knows we have this thing. It's strange.
So it was 4, sure, but 4:30, that's
a
weird.
Little weird. That's an hour after, and you have, like, a short walk from the bus stop to your house, like... What's happening?
Yeah.
So Aunt Lisa calls Elizabeth's mom, Madeline. Or Madeline? I'm not sure. I'm going to say Madeline.
Both, they're very close, so I don't...
So she calls her at work, and she's like, hey, like, did she have some other thing going on? Like, she's not home yet. Like, what's...
Did she forget our appointment?
What's the situation, you know? And so 2006, like... This was kind of like when cell phones started to become very popular, but it wasn't like now where every teenager has a cell phone.
I had a cell phone in 2006, and I had a phone, like, I think I got my first phone in 2002, but I also had a back brace and had severe back issues.
It was like, yeah, I think I was like probably 16 when I got like a first, like, real cell phone, like, because
yeah, me and my I had Virgin Mobile. Yeah, I had Virgin Mobile.
We definitely like shared a cell phone for
a while. Yeah, my first one was 2006 when I had like an actual one where like I didn't have a texting limit and stuff. Like
exactly. Yeah. So yeah, Aunt Lisa's so saying, like,
I know you, Eric, and
what
Keith
the hell? And then her sister Madeline, Elizabeth's mother, is like, that's weird.
She should be home by now.
So by 5:15, Madeline is like, I'm coming home.
Good.
And Elizabeth still isn't there. So by 5:30, everyone is kind of like on the same page. They're like, we can't find her. She's not here. We need to call the police. So, of course, they call the police, and guess what they say?
Can I have two guesses? Mm-hmm. Okay. Guess one is she's a runaway, mm-hmm. and guess two is you have to wait 24 hours.
Yes. Immediately, yes.
Both of them?
Both.
Oh, yeah.
So, the family is just like, there's no way that she's a runaway. Like, there's absolutely no way.
She's too sweet of a kid to get away. She has a boyfriend.
She's excited about being in high school. She had this, like, hair appointment. Like, she has, like, future plans kind of thing. Like, she's not just, like, running away. And her older sister, Susie, was like, we were super close. Like, if there was any reason at all for her to, like, even consider running away. She would have called her
sister and been like, can I come with you? She would have
called her. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she hadn't. So the whole family is just like, this is
not her.
This is not something that is typical. And so Aunt Lisa was like, I think that she's been kidnapped. Like, they're waiting all night, waiting for her to come home. And they're all just kind of like hanging out together. Cause like, what else do you do?
I feel like if one of our kids were missing, like, we'd be at each other's house. Like, okay.
100%. Like, being supportive.
Some of us would be driving out just seeing what's going on. But, like, sure. Yeah, you come together for that kind of stuff.
But Aunt Lisa just, like, had this, like, feeling. She's like, I feel like she's been abducted. And she voiced that to the rest of the family. And they were like, probably. Like, why is she just not here? So the very next day, David Tomley, who is the chief investigator, he was assigned to the case, and he kind of, like, gets the lowdown from her friends who had last seen her.
Yeah.
And is just like, okay, like, they don't seem suspicious, really.
I gotta be honest with you. At the beginning of the story, when you were telling me about, like, the guy brother. Driving, I thought it was gonna be the opposite, that he, like, totally. Kidnapped her. So, like, that's why I was like, well, they know him. So that's right. Why I got defensive immediately.
No, so he, like, talked to the friends, yeah. And then people, like, in the community are on it. Volunteers are already scouring the woods surrounding
and
the house.
And this is the next day,
the
correct?
Very next day. Yes. Yeah. They're scouring the house not only on foot, but people are also, like, on horseback because, like I said, it's a rural community, so people sure. have horses.
And there's a lot of open fields.
People are on ATVs. Mm-hmm. They even did, like, a helicopter search. But the problem with the helicopter search is because it's such a woodsy, thick area.
You can't really see.
Even if you were to, like, be above looking down, like, it would be really, really hard to see because it's so thick.
Well, they'd have to be, like, in an open area, like, you'd waving their
need to be,
hands,
like, wearing, like, neon, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so there's just, like, this massive amount of people from the community that are coming together to search for her.
I love that so much.
Right? I love when communities do that.
Yeah.
So Elizabeth's family is, like, they are certain that she's alive. Like, they're going on these searches looking for Elizabeth
alive. I mean,
day two,
I would absolutely, I mean, when it gets into the weeks and months, it's kind of like, yeah. But, like, days,
but
yeah,
they're like, not looking for, like, a body. They're looking for Elizabeth showing
yes,
up, you know?
They should be looking for her.
So, according to Tom Lee, again, the chief investigator, he quickly ruled out mom and dad because he was, like, due to, like, their gestures, how they were speaking, how they were talking about her, like, he knew, like,
but glad
they're not
yeah,
they didn't have anything to do with
but
it.
Glad he looked into it because absolutely. Sometimes, you know, that
that's a good
weird.
Investigator
mm-hmm. Yeah,
then they look into her boyfriend. He was also cleared. He had a solid alibi, nothing to do with it. So they've got, like, nothing to go on.
I love how thorough they're being, though, and they're investigating people.
Yeah. So after they searched all day, family came home. They're empty-handed. They're, like, disheartened. You know, like, they're, yeah. like, we've been looking. We've been searching. Like, there's still no sign of her. And there's no,
what
like,
is going on?
Clues. Like, where do we even go from here? So they're trying their hardest to kind of, like, hold on to hope. They're trying to, like, lift each other up and be, like, she's out there. We just have to keep looking, you
know.
Keep
the faith.
But still, they're, like, kind of, like, oh, my God. Like, how did we not find her after searching all day
yeah.
with all of these people?
Yeah. I would wonder the same thing.
So the evenings at this time, like, it's September, they they would get pretty cold. So they're all just kind of like, you know, hanging out together, trying to support each other. But they're also thinking like, what if she's out there and she's like cold and she's alone? And
that's, I think, what would be the hardest part is like, if the weather's not favorable, you're like worried about her being out there.
Totally. So September 8th, we're 2 days past her being missing.
Okay.
The community is still searching. The media is now buzzing. Everyone is talking about this missing girl. It's all over the place. The family is handing out posters. Like, everyone knows about it. Like, there's no one in this community that doesn't know about it. And still they've got nothing. So by day six, they have still no progress. They're just like hitting dead end after dead end. And the family is like trying to not think like she's dead, you know?
I get that. I get that. I'd still be that way.
Investigator Tom Lee, he's just like relentless. He like even went out after hours, like on his own, and searched on his own looking for her. I love
this man.
And he like even went to his church and just like prayed. He's like, please, aww, please, please let me find her. Whether it be dead or alive, please, please give the family let me find some her.
Like closure.
So he's like invested, as you should be. So September 13th.
I was about to say, so she went just so I can keep the timeline fresh in my mind. She disappeared. Jesus Christ, talking is hard. September 6th?
Yes. So now we're at my mom's
birthday.
September 13th.
Okay, so it's a week.
It's a week. There had been a candlelight vigil that had been organized to kind of like,
wow,
just,
that was quick.
You know, like bring awareness, yeah, and like everyone kind of like put their thoughts and prayers, like, you know, kind of come together as a community to know that like the family supported. But Aunt Lisa goes over to her sister Madeline's house and she's like, okay, like we're getting ready to go. You know, like she was going to like swoop Madeline and then they were going to go to the vigil. And Madeline's like, no, I can't go. And Lisa's like,
why?
I'm sorry, this is your daughter's vigil. What are you talking about? Like, you're going. And she was like, no, you don't understand. I got a text from her.
Oh, fuck, what?
And so Lisa's like, what?
Oh, I would be the same way. Yeah, we're going to
have a phone. So how did she text you? And Madeline's like, let me show you. She shows Lisa this text on her phone from an unknown number. And it says, hi, Mom, it's Lizzie. I'm in a hole in the ground near Charm Hill. It's near that dirt road where those big trucks go. Get police, though, because bombs are hidden.
I would 100% be like, I'm not going to candlelight vigil. Oh. Yeah.
Exactly. So I got what's priorities. Exciting about this text message is that when she says it's Lizzie, she spells it L-I-Z-Y.
That's how.
Which isn't typical for, like, how you would usually spell Lizzie.
I
think Lizzie.
When I see Lizzie, I L-I-Z-Z-I-E or L-I-Z-Z-Y. Exactly.
Totally. But this is how they spelled it when, like, they're referring to Elizabeth.
Well, like, your name, Michelle, is with one L.
Right.
So that would be, like, I'd be like, if you're like, hey, this is Danae Michelle.
Right.
I'd be like, that's fucking Danae.
Totally.
Yeah.
So they are excited because they're like, oh my God, it's her. Hope is, like, now even more restored because, like, she's out there. She's alive.
Yeah.
So they immediately tell Tom Lee, and he's like, at first when they tell him, like, oh, we have a text message from her, he's like, he's a bit skeptical.
100%.
Because
fair.
There have been so many, like, cases where people, like, do this cruel thing of pretending to know information or pretending to be the victim who is missing and fuck with the family. And it's, like, not cool, and it can be very,
I don't
very,
know why,
like, it's not funny.
No.
So he's kind
it's
of
sick,
like,
in fact,
he's like, oh no, is this like a joke? But then he sees the message and the fact that her name is spelled right. She's very specific about where it is. He's like, okay, no, this is her, because on this specific plot of property they weren't able to search because it was like a mining area. So it was private property.
Sure.
So when they were doing all their search stuff, they were not searching there.
Well, here's my question. The private property, who owns this private property?
So on this private property, I'll get to that. Okay. But let me say first that the U.S. Marshals were able to triangulate the area from which, like, the text message came. They were able to find the location of where it originated.
Yeah.
So not only were they able to do that, but then they were also to locate, like, whose cell phone this came from.
Mm-hmm.
So it came from this dude named Vincent Filia. This is a 36-year-old dude. He was a resident of Lugoff,
okay,
South Carolina. He's a resident of the community. And when they showed this picture, like, let me just say, brother does not look 36.
He looks older.
He looks like he's 58.
Yeah, like, right when you said brother, I'm like, uh-huh.
Sir, like, use some moisturizer.
So, hey, PSA for people out there, use moisturizer, drink water.
SPF is your friend.
Yeah. Like, y'all think you needed to get these expensive treatments? Yeah, you might. But
preventative care.
Water and moisturizer are going to keep you from needing it more. So,
and, like, being a good person does wonders for your skincare.
And mental health.
So, he's looking haggard.
Sorry, I had to put the PSA out.
He's haggard as fuck. Police start to look into this guy. They're like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. We have a fucking warrant out for his arrest that we've been searching for him for a year. And you know what it
bingo,
is for?
Bingo,
bingo. You know what it's for?
No, hold on. Is it pedophilia?
You are correct. He sexually...
Chris Hansen saved my life.
Sexually assaulted a 12-year-old.
Oh.
And not just any 12-year-old. Can I say?
Is it a family member?
The 12-year-old of his girlfriend.
Oh, so yes. Oh, my God.
So his girlfriend has her daughter, who is 12. He assaulted her. He is now on the run. He's been avoiding police. He's been, like...
Okay, but, like, good on his girlfriend for reporting him. Because you never hear the stories.
You're usually... Oh, no. Don't get it twisted. His girlfriend did not report him. His stepdaughter, or whatever, I guess you could call her... girlfriend's daughter, who had the nickname of Peanut, I will say that.
Kind of cute.
She told teachers that
he
was
abusing
her.
The mom was like, you're crazy.
The mom stayed with him.
Oh my God. Okay. Sorry. When you said he had been reported,
oh no, don't
assumed,
give the mom any credit.
Fuck that bitch.
She is a dumb bitch.
When your child tells you something, how about you believe your child?
I don't know if she told, if her daughter ever told her, but when it
well,
came
there's
out
a,
that that
was, yeah,
that
that's what I'm
happened,
saying.
She didn't, she stayed with him.
Yeah. Well, either way.
Horrible.
You stayed with, oh, gross.
Yeah.
And I
so
gave her credit.
He is basically on the run. He's got a warrant out for his address, for his arrest.
He should have a warrant out for his castration.
Arrest. And police were looking for him. Every time they would go to his residence, he was, you know, conveniently not there.
Of course. Why would he be there?
Yeah. And basically he... this guy was literally hiding out under his mobile home. So he had cut a hole.
In a bunker, I'm assuming.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. He cut a hole in the floor of his mobile home.
That he put a rug over, I'm sure.
A mattress. And then
something
he
over
descended beneath the mobile home and hid there every time the police came. So they never knew because the mattress is over the hole. And, like, who's being, like, there's a hole in the bottom of your floor? You know, like, they're not looking for that.
It's probably, like, on the side, too, so they didn't even, like, so it just looked like a bed.
Yeah. It, like, he literally just put the bed over it. But, and he had also, like, been in Boy Scouts his whole entire life. So he, like, was very familiar with, like, living in the wilderness and, like.
Yeah, all that stuff.
All that bullshit. So. After the police realized this dude has Elizabeth, they return to his property once more, and they confront his girlfriend. They're like, hey.
His shitty girlfriend who stayed with him even though he's a child molester.
Yes. They're like, you need to tell us where he is. And she's like, no. And then they're like, actually, yes, you will be arrested if you don't. And she
for
was like,
aiding and abetting.
Yeah.
Something like that, right?
Something like that. And she's like, oh, okay. So then she tells him, she's like,
oh, okay.
She's like, hey, guys, you know what? He has 1 million underground bunkers on our property. And he's like, cool, cool, cool. Let's fucking find this guy.
Yeah.
Because it then validates the text message that she's underground.
Yeah.
So before they start searching the property, police made this decision, which is like, okay, this is kind of fucked up. They made a decision without the Shoaf family's consent.
Oh, right there, I don't like that.
To let the media run the story.
No.
That Madeline, Elizabeth's mom, had received a text message telling her where she is. And with that information, they had linked, basically, they knew and were looking for Vincent Filia. So he is now wanted. They're posting it all over the media. They're like, girl's been kidnapped by this guy. He was this, wanted.
Okay, so here's my question for you. Was this so to show that, because there's two things. Were they doing that to show that they were closing in on him? Or was it like, because sometimes you want to keep some stuff close to the chest.
You're completely correct. Okay. So here's the thing. This is why Tom Lee said that he did it. He was like, we knew that Vincent Filia was a fucking coward. So if we posted, like, although it's a risk,
it's a huge risk.
We post it on the media. We post it all over the news that he is wanted for kidnapping.
Mm-hmm.
If he does anything to her, he is now wanted for murder. So
it was a big risk. That's where I'm like.
However, so like we see that point, but however, her family is like, we don't know what he's doing to her. Is he already torturing her? Is he already like we don't know how aggressive or like what he's doing with her. So if he sees this and he knows that she texted her family, is he going to kill her now? Because she did that? You know, like
she probably took his phone, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, like they don't know the amount of crazy that this guy is. Like, right?
Well,
I'm so sorry. Like, I can see both sides.
Yes, but when you have a bunker, this is just him in general. When you have a bunker already in your house,
you're crazy, crazy.
There's something a little bit wrong about that. Off. If you already have a bunker to hide in,
several bunkers,
and you have a need for it.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. So basically, yeah, her family, because they didn't tell them that they're running the story, they see it on the news for the first time and they're like, what the fuck? You're putting our daughter's life at risk. Like, that's messed up. But
have you seen the movie Dumb and Dumber?
Like a million.
It just makes me think of that part where he's like, what if he shot you in the face? He's like, what if he shot me in the face? And the lady detective's like, that was a risk we are willing to take. That's all it made me think of is that scene where she's like, that's a risk we were willing to take.
So, yeah, it's a risk they were willing to take, I guess.
And it worked out?
Yes. In the end, it did work out.
Yeah.
Luckily, it did. So, basically, bright and early, the following morning after the text had been received.
The 14th.
And after they had, blasted this on the news.
The 14th, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're like, the police have organized a search team. And it is not volunteers this time because they're kind of like, maybe this guy does have bombs, hidden around his property. Like, we don't know. We can't have civilians just, romping around his property and, blowing up, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a very,
like, the bomb squad is coming in.
Yeah. So they go searching for Elizabeth on Vincent Filia's property. And literally, not long after they start searching, they hear someone screaming from the top of a hill, help me, help me, help me. And they're like, oh my God, it's her. So they run up to her. Tom Lee is the...
And it is her?
It is her. Tom Lee is the first to reach Elizabeth. He takes her into his arms. She's, sobbing because she's been through 10 days of, horrific torture and,
I'm sure
assault and assaulted, all this stuff. Yeah. And he's just like, you're safe now, you're safe now. He gets her to an ambulance.
Good.
That's all taken care of. She also, showed him, this is the underground bunker that I was kept in. Because she was also afraid that if she left that area, like, maybe there's bombs. Like, he had threatened her.
Yeah, essentially. She didn't know she was 14.
She didn't know. And, like, not willing to risk that, she stayed there and was yelling to try to get attention.
Oh, my God.
So she's like, this is where he kept me. And she tells police the whole story.
Yeah.
So how it happened was, after she, like, got offered a ride from her friends and she declined, they were out of sight. She's walking down her long driveway.
So she's already in her area.
Mm-hmm. She is, like, almost home when she gets abducted. So this random fucking dude just, like, pops out of the woods in, like, a sheriff's uniform.
Not in a car, though.
No, no car. Just pops out of the woods. Like, she's walking to the right of her, pops out of the woods, and he's like, hey, I'm a police officer. And she's like, huh? And he's like, hey, we found marijuana on your property, and we have your brother. Like, we're keeping him. I'm a police officer. You need to come with me.
Oh, gross.
And she's like, what? You have my brother? You have my little brother? Like, is he okay? So as she kind of, like, approaches this guy,
This would be you. They're like, we have Keith or Eric. You'd be like, oh, my God, what do you need?
So as she kind of, like, approaches him to be like, wait, what? Like, he handcuffs her. He puts this, like, necklace thing with, like, a device around her neck. And he tells her, this is a bomb. If you don't comply with what I'm telling you, I will set it off. And at that moment, she's like, oh, fuck, this isn't a cop. I am in trouble.
Yeah.
So he proceeds to lead her through the woods, going in circles, mind you. He's, like, backtracking. He's doing circles. They're doing laps around, like, different trees because...
Is he confused or is he trying to confuse her?
No, he's trying to confuse her. Two, he's trying to throw off their scent. So if search dogs come looking for them, they'll be confused, like, why are these people going in circles?
Okay.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
So...
You're already thinking that far ahead?
Yes.
Dude, what the fuck?
So, at that point, he had, like, told her, he's like, I'm abducting you, like... And she obviously knew. She was like, yeah, duh.
Well, yeah.
So, yeah, he's leading her in circles, and then eventually... She's a little bit disoriented, because, like, they've been walking forever... And going in circles. But then he eventually leads her to their end destination where he reaches down into the ground and, like, pulls a door up from the ground. And that is the entrance to the bunker. So it's got, like, a ladder that he's, like, made out of wood and, like, twined together. Like, it's fucking creepy.
Janky as fuck.
And you have to go down. So it's, like, 8 feet down.
Yeah.
It's 8 feet across. It's 8 feet wide. It's, like, a pretty small space.
Yeah.
But also, like, that's a lot of digging.
And dark, like, and probably cold.
Dank. It probably smells like shit.
Yeah.
So she's like, fuck, like, this guy, I am in trouble. So at this point, he proceeded to rape her.
Aww,
repeatedly.
Poor baby.
She's only 14.
She's,
like... What the fuck?
Life is already hard enough as a 14-year-old without having to deal with, like, gross.
A creep ass.
Yeah, like...
So then, after he was done, he did not let her get dressed. He wrapped a chain around her neck that was hooked up to the ceiling of the
bunker.
And
she just had to sit down there naked?
Mm-hmm.
That's awful.
And then he, like, put a lock on it so that she couldn't, like, get away. So she said... That it would sort of become a pattern where he would rape her, and if she cried, he'd threaten her. So he had a knife, a machete, a taser, and a pistol.
She's 14, psycho.
Yeah. Like, and so if she made any kind of sound, if she started crying or whatever, he would be like, I will kill you. And so, you know, she tried her best to remain quiet. Yeah. She tried her best to remain strong and just kind of, like,
you will get through this, you will get through this,
you know, disassociate and, like, get through it. But she started to notice that if she pretended like she enjoyed it, then it became a little bit more tolerable. He would be a little bit more gentle with her.
Okay. I hate that.
That but makes at the same like, time, cringe. She is so smart for noticing and observing this. Because then she's like, okay, so now I can start to be like, oh my God, I love that. You know, like, which is horrible and disgusting. But yeah. Like, at least it won't be so aggressive.
Well, she learned.
She's surviving.
Exactly. She's not doing this. She's doing it out of necessity to Absolutely. Survive. Yeah.
So Elizabeth recounted in the episode about Text Me When You Get Home that one time when he fell asleep, she took his pistol out and she was like, I'm gonna fucking kill this guy. Here's the thing. She pulled the trigger, it jammed, and when she tried to unjam it, she realized it was just a pellet pistol. It wasn't even a real gun. So she's like, fuck, what am I gonna do?
Proud of her for like being able to.
How am I going to escape? So she's thinking, like, every time he's asleep, she's like, how am I going to do this? Like, thinking through her head, like, I know that if I can gain his trust, I have a better chance of survival. 14. Like, she's so smart. She's such a fucking badass.
I don't know, but I don't think at 14 I would have made that connection.
I would be panicked. I would just be panicked.
I would just disassociate all the time. I'd be there for forever.
Yeah. So she's like, okay. When he is not raping her, she, like, knows, like, he sleeps for, like, a little bit. So she's kind of like, okay, I've got that.
That was her time to plan.
Time to plan and kind of think about it. And then she's like, okay, so I'm going to gain his trust. I'm going to, like, play into his fucking delusion.
Act like I'm super into him.
I love him. So she starts, like, he started calling her baby. And so then she started calling him baby. And then she would
I bet it was so hard for her to not cringe when she was doing that.
But she had to do what she had to do.
No, good for her. I just like, you know, every time she's like, baby, she's probably
barfing in her mouth.
Yeah.
So she's like, she gets him to open up to her. And when he talks, she's like actively listening. And she notices that when she's actively listening, he's like, oh my God, someone's listening to me. So she learns that this motherfucker has been surveying their entire community looking for girls in his opportune moment. He knows if
women. She was just the unfortunate.
She was just the unlucky one where it was like she was alone that day and he made his move. So she eventually.
The part that gets me. I just have to say this. The part that gets me is. She was walking with a group of friends for a long time.
Right.
The scary part is, like, I could understand, and I'm not understand, like, in a, I get this. I could more understand it if she was, like, alone for, like, every single day and he was just kind of watching
it. He'd been stalking.
She was alone for, like, a minute.
Yeah. Like, that's so close to home.
What is so scary.
Like, he knew.
She was alone for a minute. It wasn't even, like, she was going down her own fucking driveway. It wasn't like she was doing this every day, because that would make more not good. I'm like, it makes sense,
but because it doesn't, but you get what I'm saying, staking out
you get for you so get long. What I'm saying, but no, like totally. For that one fucking minute,
that was his moment where he was like, this is what I'm doing, that's so insane. It's crazy.
1 minute.
Yeah. So she eventually gets him to tell her his name, and like after she kind of gains his trust about like, tell me your name, we're calling each other baby, we're saying that I love you. She's also like, oh, baby, like, wouldn't it be, like, so nice of you if you would allow me to put my clothes on? And he's like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, no, that's great.
Okay, good.
And then she's like, wouldn't it be, like, so wonderful if you, like, allowed me to remove this chain from my neck so I can sleep? And he's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, I love this girl.
I know, she's so smart.
Love her. Love how
so
she is
like making moves. And this isn't a matter of 10 days total that she
I know, that's what's wild to me. This isn't
trust.
A few months. This is like.
This is like quickly. And like, also, he's a fucking moron.
Did she talk her way to being like, I need to get fresh air?
So I'll get to that.
Okay, okay. Because that's where I'm like, wait a minute.
So, Vincent had, in his little bunker, he had this, like, small generator that allowed them to have a little TV. So they would, like, watch TV together. And she would see every day. Like, this is kind of, like, what kept her going. Every day they would, like, see the news of her missing.
I was about to say, did she get to see her missing?
They would see her family begging and pleading for her to come home. So that was, like, she, like, something clicked in her brain where she was, like, I have to survive this. Like, my family is looking for me. I can't
let them down. Yeah.
So she had, like, more motivation to be as vigilant as she was to be a survivor. So she continues to befriend him. And then every day they would actually walk to a hole in the ground that he had dug so that they could collect water, like rainwater. And then they would like drink it or use it for whatever.
Yeah.
The fuck.
Yeah.
But what she noticed was that every time they went to this spot, he would be texting his girlfriend. So clearly there was a signal at the spot. And he would be like, hey, baby. Like, I don't know what the fuck he even
texted. So he was dating someone actively at this time, too?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Who
tried to protect him. Remember at the beginning?
Sorry. No. She sucks so much that I, like, put her out of my mind. She sucks so much
because she's...
That I'm like, she doesn't exist.
Yeah. But, like, he would, like, text his girlfriend every day when they went to this spot. So she's like, okay.
I don't want any women to protect creeps.
Never.
Women or men don't protect creeps.
Never. So she's like, okay, this is the plan. I have to get hold of his phone. Mm-hmm. He has a phone. There's obviously service around here at some places, so I need... This is my lifeline.
Can I play with your games? Like, that's what I would do.
So, once again, she had to be sneaky. She had to, like, wait for him to fall asleep. And then she'd, like, grab his phone and she would send out text messages to her mom while he's sleeping. Like, hey, mom, like the text message.
But unfortunately, they weren't sending, I'm guessing.
And because she was in the bunker, it would be, like, failure to send every time. Ugh. And she'd be like, fuck. Like, but she would continue to do it.
Yeah.
And also, she deleted her messages so he would never see. Okay,
that was going to be another question. Yeah. Like, please tell me she at least deleted
them. No, she's smart as fuck. So... Yeah, she's trying every day, she's keeping it up, and then one time, he actually woke up and caught her with his phone.
What happened?
And he's like, what are you doing? And she was like, oh, I'm just playing Snake. And quickly pulled up the game.
And he believed it.
Showed him the game. This idiot, he was like, oh, cool.
I love that he's such an idiot.
I love that he's such a fucking moron.
And I love that she quickly...
And she's so smart.
Immediately I'm like, did he have a game?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So, okay, the day that the media put the news out that they had, that her mom had received a text.
Yeah.
Vincent and Elizabeth were watching the TV. And he's like, I'm sorry, what? You fucking sent a text message? And she... manages to convince him. She's like, what? I don't know what you're talking about. I love you. I would never do that.
I want to be here with you.
I love this disgusting bunker.
Like, it's so beautiful.
I love being underground.
Did that idiot believe her?
And he fucking believed her. So,
I love thank God. So dumb. He's yeah, thank so, God. Thank that was God a big risk. That's people. What I was saying. That's what my concern was.
Right.
He's going to see that and, like, kill her or, like, beat the shit out of her or something.
Even though now he, like, believes, he's like, okay, well, sure, you didn't send the message or whatever, but now he knows that the cops know that he took her. So the police, their plan is kind of, like, unfolding because he knows that they know that he has her.
He knows that they know. He knows that they know.
That they know that he knows that they know.
Yeah. So. Sorry, I couldn't help it. Right? No, yeah. You said that, I'm like, Danae. You sound like you're like.
I know.
So he knows that she knows that he knows that, like, she knows that about, like, him and her.
Yes.
And, like, them and they know.
So he's getting increasingly like, fuck. They know. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? He goes as far as to ask Elizabeth his captor. Captive. What should I do?
Let me go.
What do you think that I should do?
I won't tell anyone.
And Elizabeth is like, hell yeah, I'm taking this opportunity and I'm gonna fucking run with it. And she was like, you know what you should do? Get the fuck out of here. You need to run. You need to run as far as you can. And I'll meet you. I'll meet you when it all blows over and we'll just live our happily ever after.
Fuck yes.
And he was
bad
like,
bitch alert, like in the good way.
He was like, oh my god, babe, you're so smart. Right. I will do that. So he fucking leaves. And she's like, oh my god, he fucking fell for it.
Oh my god, that worked.
Oh my god, it actually worked. What a moron. So he's gone. Now, Elizabeth, again.
Sorry, really quick. How old is he?
He's 36.
Oh, okay.
She's so smart. She's like, okay, I'm not going to like.
He sounds like a 22-year-old.
I'm not going to immediately run because like he could still be out there. Who knows what he's going to do.
For sure. For sure.
So she waits the night. And then the next morning, dawn comes and she's like looking. She's out of the thing, the bunker. She's looking about. She's like, is he hiding? Coast is clear.
Yeah.
Fuck this guy. And that's when she starts yelling. So, and that happened to be the same day that Tom Lee and his police crew.
So it was like kismet almost that it was like.
Yeah. Are looking.
So she waited until he had enough time to like get away.
And also so that she would be safe in case he was like, for some reason, like seeing if she would leave.
Yeah. You know? I get that. I would probably wait. I would probably wait like an hour or so.
Yeah, she waited like all night because she was like, I'm not playing.
Yeah.
So that's when she started yelling. That's when Tom Lee found her. And
He's like, you're safe now. Like, I'm sure that to her was just like the entire world just like off her shoulder.
Yes. Like, and so sure Tom Lee, like, oh, right. When he found her, he said, quote.
And she was fully clothed at that point?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah. Because remember, she convinced Vincent to unchain her and to let
her. Well, I just want to make sure, like, she's still, you know,
the deal wasn't all. I'll meet up with you. And then he fucking left.
Let's be together.
Stupid idiot.
Yeah.
So Tom Lee said, he was like, I received credit many times for saving her, and I did not.
She saved herself.
That child saved herself.
Yes, she did.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, they listened. They heard her yell.
Fucking did.
But who got her out of there? She did.
She did.
With her, like, determination, will, and everything. God, bad bitch alert in the best way.
Yes. Okay, so September 17th, Vincent Filia,
11 days later.
He is on the run. He walked up to a car at 2:30 a.m.
How like, far did he make it at that point?
Like not that far.
Okay.
This waitress is like walking to her car after her shift. He approaches her and he's like, give me your keys. And she's like, bitch, no. I've seen your ugly ass face all over the news. I'm calling the police now. Fuck you.
Good.
And then
away
he
from me.
Ran away like a little bitch. And
yes,
hours later, 4:30 a.m., police captured Vincent Filia.
I love that waitress for doing that.
I love her too.
I've seen your ugly face.
Look. I don't know if she said ugly face, but
I hope she did.
I like to imagine that that's what she said.
If she didn't, failed the opportunity, you know.
She was like, no, I'm not giving you my keys.
I'm like, forget about it.
I will call the cops on you. So they catch him. He has no sense of remorse because he's a piece of shit.
Of course not. He thought they were in love.
Oh my god. I'm in
Is
love
that what
with
he
a
said?
Child.
He's like, we're in love.
So he pleaded guilty to all his charges that included kidnapping and impersonating a police officer. He was sentenced.
Did she have to go to court?
She didn't go to court because she was too traumatized. She did not want to show
That's
up.
That's what I'm saying. I'm glad.
Like, absolutely fair.
Yeah.
But still, he got sentenced to 420 years in prison without the possibility of parole on
Bye.
September 19th,
Bye.
2007.
Bye.
Fuck you. So, obviously, Elizabeth suffered a lot afterwards. Like, she
100%
suffered from sleep disorders. She suffered from PTSD.
Oh, poor baby.
But luckily, like, she has this amazing support system of her family to help her, like, for her to lean on. And also, she is so strong. She's so resilient.
She's smart.
That she...
She's smart.
Had she not acted the way she had, she probably would have never survived.
No, she was smart. She was biding her time, which sometimes slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah. And she didn't let this event in her life, like...
Define her.
Define her or, like, ruin the rest of her life.
Yeah.
So she is now... a dental assistant.
Good she for her. She
is actually going to school to be a hygienist, a dental hygienist, and she is a proud mom.
Oh, is she married and stuff like that? Like, has a family?
It didn't say if she was married, but, like, her I'm little, glad she was her able... little toddler was super cute.
I bet. I bet.
So, yeah, May, so she is, like, doing things.
Doing the most.
She is... also very, like, active in the form of, like, helping other survivors.
Good for her. She's, something good out of this case.
Yeah, she's amazing. And then on May 3rd of 2021, Vincent Filia was found unresponsive in his cell.
Of course.
No cause of death has been released.
And he was in his 50s at that point, too.
Yeah. And I literally cannot find any information on the specifics of his death.
Probably he just self-inflicted.
Died.
Goodbye.
Bye, bitch.
Rest in distress.
So that is the amazing survival story of Elizabeth Schoaf being a fucking badass, quick-thinking, smart-ass teenager who escaped from a predatory... bag of shit.
That's incredible. I hope every day, like, if she ever, like, has one of those days where, like, you know, shit's going rough, she just remembers how smart and resilient
how
she
amazing
is.
She is.
Yeah, like, I hope she doesn't have those days. We all do. But I just hope she's like, oh yeah, I, like, saved my
oh
life.
Yeah, I fucking escaped from, like, a murderer
and saved myself.
Pedophile.
No damsel in distress here. Just
not today.
Oh my god. Yeah. That's crazy. Good
Isn't
for her.
Nuts?
Yeah, that is nuts. But I'm glad
but I love
out.
A survivor story. Mm-hmm. Like,
I
good
do
for
too.
Her.
Survivor stories give me, like, warm fuzzies.
Yeah, I just want to, like, punch a guy in the face, you know?
I always want to punch a guy in the face. I'm like, looking at me? Well, fuck you. And then
you
want to
put
him.
Me in a bunker? Kabow!
Bunker this! And yeah. then they're like, what? And you're
roundhouse
like,
roundhouse kick
know.
To the face.
Yeah. I no thanks to that. But yeah. We'll post pictures of her and Vincent and...
Vincent.
The bunker, if I can find it. That's usually what I do.
It's in, like, one of the articles.
Awesome. But we'll post that on our Instagram, and it's going to be Mysterious Mavens Pod just on Instagram.
You could also, if you have, like, stories that you want to suggest or compliments for Kim's dress.
Or can... Danae's everything. Everything about Danae is, like, 10 out of 10. That 10 out of 10!
MysteriousMavensPod@gmail.com.
And we also have a Facebook and a TikTok page. And if you want to send nice stuff there, you know, by all means, please do.
Do that.
We, I'm not going to say who sees it. It's me. But Danae sees it too because I send it to her.
You
so.
Screenshot it and send it to me.
Yeah. But yeah, please just talk to us. We
tell us you love us.
Yeah. We are trying so hard. Guys, we are almost at 100 episodes.
So close.
That's insane to me.
We've got something special planned.
Yeah. So,
until
keep
next
listening.
Time, self-care yourself.
Self-care for yourself.
Okay, bye.
Bye. I hated that.
Bye.
No. Bye.